I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome to Unpacking with Jennifer. I'm your host, Jennifer Sattel. This is the podcast where we get real about all the things, from raising kids and managing family life to balancing work, endless activities, and somehow keeping your home organized through it all. As a mom and a professional home organizer, I know firsthand how overwhelming it can be. But here's the thing, organization isn't just about pretty containers and tidy shelves. It's about creating systems that work for your busy life, so you can spend more time enjoying your family and less time searching for lost shoes. Each week, we'll dive into everything from decluttering your home to simplifying your schedule, handling the chaos of kids' activities, and finding that elusive balance between work and family life. Because let's be honest, we are all trying to figure it out. So if you're ready to unpack the mess, both inside and out, let's jump into this week's episode.
Welcome to the 30th episode of Unpacking with Jennifer Sattel. Don't forget to click like and subscribe. You'll get notification when a new episode drops. Now, on with the show, here's my mom and dad.
Okay, everyone, I'm back. And guess who's with me today? The most handsome man in the world, David Sattel, my husband.
Thank you, honey.
Also, I wanted him here because not only do I love, adore talking to him, and this is a way I get to see him, and he's not working all the time and leaving me, hold on, there's a good story coming with this next sentence, by myself to clean up shit, literally. I am celebrating my 30th episode.
Yay!
Yay! He's not my number one subscriber and fan yet, but that's all right. We're not going to go to divorce town yet. I still think Lisa's she's still the top one.
Then I'll be it for the males.
So, hi, honey.
Hi.
How's it going?
Around like a donut.
Oh my God, you're stupid. So let me tell you what happened last night, because these are situations where I'm a very independent person. I am a very independent woman. I've always been that way. But Charlotte and I came back. David was, he was working late last night, and we came back late from like a school event, and it was just, we're done with the day. You're done. You're walking in. And as you guys know, we have four dogs, and they are adorable. They are so cute. Charlotte and I walked into a bomb. Somebody threw up a diarrhea grenade, a throw-up grenade, and then more diarrhea grenades throughout the house. But here is there's a silver lining to this story. So we walk in the house, and Charlotte, of course, always has to point out where it is, and she'll stand there and stare at it. Mommy, there's throw-up right here. Thank goodness it was on the tile. Okay, fine. I'm like, okay, honey, let's go put our pajamas on. Let's go. Walking through the house, yuck, yuck, more yuck. There's throw up, there's all this stuff. It was just terrible. Not what you want to come home to. And this is where the independent part of me does not like to be that way. I did not want to do any of that. I wanted to crawl in a ball and die and cry. So we're walking through the house, and Charlotte's like, Mommy, it really stinks. And I'm like, it really stinks, like to myself. This is the silver lining though. I go to use the restroom, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it smells so terrible. Why is David not here? This is like what I'm thinking in my brain. We leave the shower open, like the shower door open, like, you know, a foot maybe, just to like air it out. Whoever was the culprit went in and had the accident in the shower. Literally on the tile in the shower.
like, we're going to make it easy for you and wash your shit down.
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe it. I went to walk out of the bathroom, and I'm like, where is this mystery smell coming from? And it was from the inside. I couldn't believe it.
The best part is when I walked in the house at 11:30, it didn't smell like that at all. It smelled actually nice.
Because I lit and burnt. My thing is I love to burn matches. Just I'll run through the house with matches if it's, like, really bad. And I'm like, David, I was gagging.
Which,
I was like, why?
By the way, a burnt match to poop smell doesn't really mask it. It just makes it smells like it's burnt shit. I'm being honest.
Listen, so I wanted to, this is when I love David, but he's very helpful with certain things. And last night,
like last weekend when I shampooed the carpets with throw up and pee and poo.
Yes. But he wasn't there. And I really just wanted to cry. And I realized how much I appreciate him just being there, because then Charlotte was hiding in the bedroom. And I said, why are you hiding in the bedroom? And she said, this is the only safe space. So this is a day in a life on a Friday night. Before it was clubs, maybe going out with your friends.
Now it's shit picking.
Picking the shit, trying to find the mystery smell, and praying to God it doesn't get on your fingers.
Happy Cotton Eye Joe.
So last night, so every year at Charlotte's school, since she's been going there, she has a million things, but there's this little junior cheer camp, it's a 3-day where they learn a routine with the grown-up cheerleaders. And she started this in kindergarten, and it was actually really, really cute. And it's funny to see now, last night it was, she's in fourth grade now, to see the kindergartners and just how little they are. Like, she didn't look that little. And Charlotte still, when you see her in a group of people, she's still little. But, I mean, these kids look like they were two.
She's a little big now.
Yeah, she's a little big. But anyways, yeah. So they do this thing, and it's like during the football game, and they get to perform. And it's, I think it's really cute. I think it's really cool. I feel there's a couple of things that, I would do differently if I ran the world. But one of them is, I feel like it's a lot of work for like a minute and a half thing.
I agree.
They do like one little cheer, like on the side, like maybe during if the team scores or whatever, they do like a little, actual cheer. And then they do like a little dance kind of cheer. It's like a minute and a half, and you're there for like 3 hours, and it's like utter chaos with the people that are actually there to watch their kids play football and the other team, and it's, 7,000 people, and it's really cute, but it's a lot of work for like a minute and a half.
It is, but it's also kind of special to them. Here's the thing. Think about everybody that leaves at halftime.
True story. I mean, that place is packed. When you get there to get ready for the buildup, I mean, we're talking like Rose Bowl City packed, right? You're at the Rose Bowl, you're watching the freaking Bruins kick ass, and
then all of a sudden, the California Gold Rush when it was all said and done.
And you just see a tumbleweed roll by, and there's like four grandparents and like a mom in the stands eating the old cheese nachos. And it was, yeah, it is very cute. It's very special. David and I do as much as we can to watch, but I was telling our friends, I was like, when I was in high school or just with anything at my school, any activity, I remember my mom like really hating going, or she'd be like, oh, okay. Or my uncle and my mom would like mingle for like 20 minutes, and then they're like, okay, well, we're going to go and we'll pick you up, or we're going to go over there, and maybe they're talking to other adults or whatever. And I always thought, just come, like, whatever. But sometimes I'm like, another activity. And I say that with love, because she's amazing and we'll support everything. But sometimes it's a lot.
Sometimes you got to take a bullet.
I've taken a lot of bullets, David.
This is life, honey. This is what happens.
I mean, I've taken some bullets, some shrapnel. I don't even know what else is
bullets. I think we've
taken bullet grenades. Not poop grenades, but just grenades. Yeah, so we've got a good balance but she wants to do everything, and I want her to do everything. At least try something once, right? Don't you feel? And then we've had the beginning of school, so she started in, like the first or second week of August. And
she's jam-packed every day.
Every day there's so much stuff. I mean,
if it's not tutoring, if it's not basketball, if it's not
trying to squeeze in maybe volleyball, or she likes to call it volleyball. Now she does art. And then in between, there's classes right after school, like these little like
little sciences.
Yeah, and science. And there's like a theater and a choir. And I mean, it's so much shit. I mean, we didn't do that much shit when we were little. I mean, you did, right?
Yeah, I went from soccer to...
Well, but you only did soccer, and then you did the next thing, right? Like then football.
Yes, it was one usually sport.
She's doing like six things right now at the during the week.
Yeah.
And sometimes we're like, we can't.
Sometimes it's two a day.
Yeah.
Basketball and tutoring or...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Basketball and tutoring.
Tutoring and art.
And she, Charlotte is, well, she's very much like David in a lot of ways. She's... With certain things, right? Wouldn't you say? Would you say she's more like you personality-wise or me?
I think she's got a lot of both of us in her.
She does. It's kind of coming out. Like, you know, there's some things.
The neurotic stuff comes from you.
You butt munch. No, not neurotic stuff. Her hoarding comes from you.
She likes things like I do.
Everything's a treasure.
Not everything
even
should be thrown away.
Not everything should be thrown away. But like the wrapper from the toy she didn't need but got, she wants to hang on to.
That can go.
Anyways, she also does not like change, and neither does David Sattell.
I don't mind a change. It's getting to do the change part.
Yeah, that's not, that's exactly what I said. You don't like change because we all go into change, but you have to do it. She gets that from him. And when you get, we have this buildup and it's become a regular, a regular thing in our life, the buildup of the end of the school year because she's going to leave the teacher. Then it's the buildup of who she's going to get. She kind of, it dies out because she has summer camps and stuff like that. But then it's that few days before she gets a teacher that maybe she didn't want or has heard she didn't want, right? And then there's tears and there's all this stuff. And we've been dealing with that for the last couple weeks. And then on top of it, I have heard rumors from my clients, you know, in the past couple of years, you know, fourth grade, things really step up. Fourth grade, a lot more homework, a lot more, you know, trying to get you going. And it has
been a lot more homework.
Last 2 weeks, I would say, especially this week. This week, I wanted to throw poo grenades everywhere because it was really difficult.
I also feel that when we were in fourth grade, our homework was basically a page or to learn our Bible verse for the week, and that was pretty much it.
Yeah.
We didn't have that we went on and had to do what they call IXL, which I don't even know what that stands for, something learning. But if you don't get like the last 10 questions right, it reverts you back to the beginning to where you got to start all over again.
Oh, yeah.
So if someone doesn't understand or just picks a random answer, and they screw themselves because they think they're going to get it done faster. Well, they just shot themselves in the foot and they're going to have to start all over again.
And the other thing is with that, I think IXL is honestly a great tool. It really is. But like you said, you miss one, right? And so the other night we had Wednesday night or Thursday, I don't even know what day, it doesn't matter. I actually got tears in my eyes because I was like, this homework has to get done. This day is never going to end. But one of the things was... one of the mistakes. So sometimes you'll do it, you make a mistake, maybe it goes down two and you just have to make up, you know, another problem. One of them, the tutor's helping her and she accidentally hit the wrong number. It went down 12 points and Charlotte burst into tears and I kind of burst into tears. So a lot of tears, a lot of, this isn't fair. The other teachers don't do this. It isn't fair, mommy. It isn't fair. And you only can say, you know, we kind of joke like, hey, kid, life isn't fair. Wait till you get to be an adult. But her brain, it just is, it's, you know, it's a little brain and it's, everything is so important. But I will tell you, she has earned at least 12 Oscars this week with her performances of the tears and the drama and the drama.
Well, her little acting self is coming out though.
Oh, yeah.
She did her couple plays.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she's doing another one.
She's doing two
right now.
She's doing two in one of the parts that she actually tried out for, she got.
Yeah.
And it's not the lead, but it's like the second lead. Like it's there. It's a big, you know, a big role. And she's so excited. There was screaming and tears. So that was good. That was a good moment. And then, but everything is, it's not fair. And I keep, you know, I'll ask my mom, I'll be like, did I have this much homework? Do you remember if I did this? Like, did I care if I didn't get the teacher? I don't remember wanting a certain teacher. I don't remember that till maybe, I don't remember that. Do you?
I don't remember that at all.
I don't remember knowing that who's the teacher and, oh, I want this one. Like, I just don't remember that. Maybe I blocked it out. I don't know. It's just.
I do know that they're there to teach you, to guide you, not so much as a friend, right? And Charlotte wants a friend in everybody, and that's part of the problem is it's not instantaneous like it was with the last teachers where she kind of just grew on them. Because she is a lovable little kid, you know?
Everything is a hug and a...
Yeah, everything's a hug and a kiss and...
I love you and a
little heart floating in the air and all the other good stuff. And sometimes the arrow goes into that little heart and blows it up and she has a meltdown.
Coup grenade hits it. And,
yeah.
It was funny because the other day, David brings Charlotte home and it was the first week of school. It was like that Friday. And, you know, it was a really just a shitty week. Like every night was tears. I'm like, I don't know what else to say. And she comes home. She's like, Mommy, I need to talk to you. And David had left the room and I'm like, okay. And so she comes back and she's like, I've been thinking I'm going to go back to third grade and Mrs. Johnson. And we're like,
that doesn't work that way, honey.
Doesn't work that way.
We only go forward. We don't go backwards.
Yeah, they didn't ask you to.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Stay. They want you to leave. So anyways, there was that whole thing. She's like, I just decided. And I just looked at her and I thought, how her brain works is just hilarious to me. And she's definitely, she brings out, you know, David and I are a very good balance, I think, for the most part. Of course, I don't agree with some things that he does.
Yin and yang.
We are, but we're, you know, he loves to sleep. I am a morning person. He is not nearly as funny as I am. He is a good, he has the patience of a saint with certain things though, but I do notice he'll get triggered on something where I'm like, really? You got triggered on that? And he'll be, but we're such a good balance, I feel. Parenting wise, I'm definitely more emotional and I'm more like he sometimes will say, I need to be the parent here. Like I need to remind her that we are the parent and this is how it goes, which I do that, but I do it in a different way. He does it like a gauntlet. Like he's just going to throw down the gauntlet.
Like drop the hammer.
Drops the hammer. He also does the MC Hammer dance when he does it too. He probably still has the pants because he won't get rid of anything. Or you can also wear your I'm a Pepper t-shirt.
I do have a 1970s I'm a Pepper t-shirt.
Oh my gosh.
Dr.
So when we were first dating, he...
I think it's a size medium.
It's a medium for sure. For sure it's a medium.
And I'm a size XL.
So when we were first dating, of course, when I go and he was living at his mom's at the moment, and that's another story, but I was like, why do you have so many clothes? Why do you have bags everywhere? So one day I made him go through it. We went through his closet and I'm like, oh, you're not keeping that. We're not keeping that. Get your clown shoes out of here. And I turn around and he's wearing the I'm a Pepper t-shirt. It's white and it's trimmed in red and it says I'm a Pepper, like your Dr. Pepper. It's up above his belly button.
It's a crop top.
It's a crop top and the white is completely stretched, so it's sheer.
I should have had a belly button ring.
I died. I looked over. I was like, what am I looking at? And honestly, it's hilarious. And actually, didn't a couple weeks ago you put it on too?
I did.
Oh my gosh. And it reminds me of the episode of Friends where Ross, I do reference Friends a lot because it's one of my favorite shows, but Ross wants his shirt back from Rachel when they break up. And she's like, you know, I love that shirt. I sleep in that shirt. He's like, I wear it all the time. And he puts it, he's like, look, it fits perfectly. And he puts it on and it looked just like that. The white is completely sheer. And I think it said like, I don't even remember what it said. It was something really funny. Like, a saying that was really funny on the shirt, but all the letters were stretched out. That's what it reminded me of you being a hoarder of everything.
Speaking of the letters real quickly, growing up, my parents' next door neighbor had a Highland Park tattoo. It said Highland above his belly button, kind of oval. And then below it, it said Park.
Uh-oh.
And then as time goes on.
Uh-oh. I know where this is going.
He got heavier and heavier. And it looked like it said Hollywood Park. It looked like the Hollywood sign. So I could imagine.
Was he in a Highland Park gang?
He was.
That's probably why he got it.
Yeah.
You don't have any tattoos, David.
I have two pencil lead marks on my body that have been tattoos for the past 40 years. Because you're not supposed to run with pencils down the hallway at school and trip.
And Mr. Klutzy, which, by the way, he's the biggest klutz. Would you say that you're the biggest klutz? No, you're the biggest klutz. So for a long time, we had this ottoman in between our couch, right? A little ottoman in between our like chase couch. It never moved unless I was vacuuming. It never moved. He would kick that thing. He broke in 2 weeks. I think he broke a toe on each foot. I'm like, and then he's like, yeah, fucking ottoman. And I'm like, it hasn't moved. It never moved.
I felt better. I felt better saying that to it.
Oh my God. He is
an inanimate object.
One time he was working and he sends me a picture of his face. And he was doing a big move or something, and I guess he was moving a vending machine, right? But I didn't know this. So he sends me a picture. His face is completely busted. It's bloody, like his nose, top of his nose, like the top of the bridge of his nose. Under his eyes, his forehead is all bloody. He's like, I'm on my way to urgent care or whatever. I'm like, what the fuck? So what happened? Tell him.
I was taking parts out of a vending machine that I was going to junk, and it was kind of on a hill / driveway, and I shouldn't have been doing it there. And I had worked there for 30 years knowing that this little hill or driveway was there, that if I opened up the door in the machine with it facing downwards, that the shelves might slide out of the vending machine and it could topple over. And that's what happened. It kicked me right in the face.
That hurt, didn't it?
Like a mofo.
Like a mofo.
I was surprised, though,
it didn't break your nose.
I had 7 stitches on my nose.
Oh, yeah.
I had a cut underneath my eye.
You had a cut. Your eyes were bruised.
Yep. A black eye.
Yeah. He looked like he was beat the fuck up. And
that's what I told everybody when I walked into the emergency room. Should see the other guy.
You should see the 1,600-pound vending machine. That one. Not a bruise. Not a scratch. Yeah, that was crazy. And we were like, oh my gosh. And I remember Charlotte's like, is daddy okay? I'm like, he's going to be okay. What happened? So I would tell her she was younger then. So everything was, do you think he's going to die? No. His face might be busted up, but I'm surprised your nose didn't break. I
did take that vending machine and put it on the back of the truck. And I pulled the Karate Kid crane move when I was getting rid of it, and I drop kicked that son of a bitch right into the dump. It hurt me so bad.
Oh, you fucking vending machine. So also another funny injury that just happened. We were at a pool party. And David,
David wanted to be a stuntman growing up.
David, I know, which you're the klutziest person in the world.
If I probably did some stunt training, I probably wouldn't be back in the day, you know?
So he did. He always told me he wanted to be a stuntman. I don't see that now happening, but maybe it could have. I don't know. Why didn't it continue, though?
Because there was a thing called the dad that said, hey, listen, you can come to work here and get paid every single day that you work. But if you get hurt doing a stunt, you don't get paid anymore. You get paid for that stunt and that's it. You don't go back to work. So it became, you know, my biggest injury that I've ever had was pretty much that vending machine hit me. I haven't really had any real injuries.
Breaking your toes?
Yeah, it's a couple toes.
Your face was bad, though. It was really bad. I almost couldn't be around him. So the house we go to, as you guys know, it's Kim's brother's house and Lisa's house, and it's the backyard is just badass.
Resort style pool.
It's resort style waterfalls, like a lazy river thing. There's an island in the middle. There's a diving board.
A great diving board.
And the thing is everybody jumps off. The kids jump off the waterfall thing into the pool. It's really great, you know. And David is a 5-year-old, maybe a 6-year-old on any given day.
Front flips, back flips, side flips, yeah. Side dives.
Makes me so nervous. And especially if he's drinking because he's such a klutz. I'm like, this is how he's going to get paralyzed. But anyways, so there was two injuries that day. Do you remember?
There was. I do what's called the old man dive where you spring up on the board, you land on your butt, and then the board springs you back up and you do a dive into the pool. Liquid courage 12 ounces later. And I hit the corner of the diving board with my butt. And I have a bruise, which is still there two and a half weeks later.
It's like the size of a fist, would you say?
About the size of a fist, yes. It does not hurt because it is still numb.
I'm questionably paralyzed. We don't know yet.
It's still numb. That was the first injury. What was the second one?
I also maybe had one or two too many drinks. So I thought I remembered, but the next morning I wake up, I'm like, what happened to your head? And he's like, do you remember when I came up and it was bleeding? And I told you, so you jumped off the waterfall, right? And there's like, you know, obviously towards the island, there's like a step that goes around the island so you can sit. And I guess he...
And I had jumped and did my jump and kind of had my hand running. There was so much chlorine in the pool, but I wasn't opening my eyes. So I had my hand running across the bottom of the pool and I felt it starting to go up. And when I went to go up, I didn't realize that the side of the pool where I was the step. And I skinned the top of my forehead like a Indian would have skinned you back in the day.
Like it was pretty big. And actually it's healed now. You guys can't see, but it's healed. But I woke up, I'm like, what the hell happened to your head?
The magic of Neosporin.
And he's like, I told you about it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you told me. I don't really know that I remember that part, but we'll go with it. But yeah, I'm like, dude, you gotta not, you're not 21.
You're damn right I'm not.
No, and every day, now it's his foot. I mean, every day it's something. I'm like, God, you're broken, man. You're broken. He's like, He's like, don't worry. I'm like, you should get a tennis ball and rub it on the bottom of your foot, which by the way, 10 years ago, we would have made fun of somebody doing that.
Yeah.
We'd have been like, look at this lame ass. And here he is. He's like, well, I have a softball. I'll do it. Oh yeah. And you had your softball championship game last week. Mwah, mwah.
When the number one team comes up and literally beats you after you beat them the week before and you lose 29-6. And you have to do the walk of shame off the field at that point because you went in there strong, feeling good.
There was a little pep in your step on the way in, and on your way out, you were on your hands and knees.
No, we were ready to get the hell out of there. But they also moved us up into a division which we had never been in because they took two divisions and merged them together with the tops and the bottoms. And yeah, you can't take the A team and have them play the E team and expect results.
You guys have gotten better.
We've gotten better. I mean, we've, six championships we've had in the last?
You've not won six. Have you won six?
Yeah.
You have six different t-shirts?
Six different t-shirts.
Wow. All right. Well, you know Aaron Judge, but whatever.
No.
So he enjoys.
More like a Max Muncy.
For sure.
It's my dog.
Max Munchie. Every time I see that guy, I just laugh. And also when they say Will Smith. And I was like,
Fresh Princess Bride?
Oh my God. He got out of acting? Oh wait, it's like a shorter white guy. All right.
By the way, that is like the whitest name ever.
Yeah, which is interesting, right? But yeah, so David does softball and he loves it and they've gotten better. So he's a little more excited about it. He gets a little pumped. Yeah. I feel like,
well, it's more fun when you have,
yeah, when you're, yeah. And you have fun. Good guys on the more fun, more we funnest. Do. It's the,
we have a great group of guys and they're all from different aspects and walks of life. We got writers and we've got directors and we've got insurance guys and we've got tax guys and we've got.
So you still have the ball boy from the Dodgers?
We do have a guy that actually is a ball boy that is on the field with the Dodgers, yes.
I want to be a ball boy for the Yankees.
you would be a ball girl for the Yankees.
I know, but you know what? I would be
if
too
If you were
distracted.
A ball boy for the Yankees, I don't know that we'd be sitting here.
Shut up. Stupid.
Is there something that I don't know about?
Stupid butt muncher. So.
When you throw softballs, I hit them.
Shut up. I don't know what you're saying. Go away. You do softball. You had your championship game. And then what else?
That's my 1 hour of the week, you guys.
Yeah. Don't say that because you've actually gone to a couple fun things this last month. Didn't you go to a season preseason game?
You mean with the Rams? The Los Angeles Rams?
Yeah. Didn't
you? I did.
And where are you going in 2 weeks?
I was invited there.
That's what I said. It's something fun, though. You got to do something fun.
Yeah. But I would have done something fun anyways had I not done that.
What would you have done?
I don't know, like clean the garage or something?
Please. Well, I hold my breath. I'm dead. I've been waiting. You guys.
What am I doing in 2 weeks, Jennifer?
What are you doing in 2 weeks? Aren't you going to a Bronco game?
I am going.
Against the should be still San Diego Chargers, but it's the LA Chargers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like, I do two things.
That's what I said. You're doing fun stuff. I said this month you're doing fun
stuff. What
are
you doing tonight, Jennifer?
What am I doing?
Are you going to Santa Barbara?
No, we're not going to Santa Barbara. I want to go see Goo Goo Dolls because I love them and it reminds me of just a fun time. But two things. I really love them, but their tickets are really expensive. Like concert tickets are really expensive.
Everything's gotten really expensive.
Everything is really expensive, but concert tickets are so astronomical that, I mean, not that I think the Goo Goo Dolls
are. Here's the thing. They're more astronomical here than they are in other places.
Absolutely. Because I went to see Justin Timberlake last year in Arizona because floor seats were $500 and floor seats there and crypto or whatever were $2,500. Yeah. So yes, did I fly out there? Yes, did I get a hotel? But I mean, I love Justin Timberlake. You guys know that. I always have so much fun. But I was like, I'm going to fucking go to the desert to see this guy because it's cheaper. But Goo Goo Dolls, I'm like, I think it should be like $100 a ticket. Some of these, like $400, $390. I'm like, it's like at the Greek and then the Santa Barbara Bowl or whatever. I'm like, why? I could just listen.
Well, we've seen some good concerts this year already. We saw Mumford.
Yeah, we're junkies, though. We're Mumford junkies. When we win the Powerball tonight, which is going to happen, just so you know, here's a sign that it's going to happen. David was scanning, and we won $10 from our previous tickets this last week. So, I mean, things are changing. The tide is turning. Again, apparently, because we don't buy lottery tickets, we only think we're going to win the lottery when it's huge and there's 80 gajillion people buying 7 trillion tickets. But on the weekly, none of us buy it. We're like, oh, 30 million? I don't need that. But when it's 1.7 billion, I'm in. We won $10 and the tides are turning.
They are.
They're turning. I feel really good.
I feel that I want to pick my numbers tonight before I just do the quick picks because usually I just walk in and drop the money down there and quick pick, let's go. And then I'm like, I got some jabroni in Sacramento picking my numbers for me that doesn't know what numbers I like. And true. I never win.
True. So maybe you do that. So David and I are Mumford and Son junkies, I feel. It's our thing. It's like, I mean, people are invited if they want to go, but it's David and I's thing. I don't know. So
back in the day, it would have been, hey, let's go see Elvis or let's go see the Beatles. These are our Beatles.
We love them. We love them. We love them. We love them. We've seen them once at Hollywood Bowl at the beginning of the season, and they're also going to be in December. We just found out they're going to be down in Petco Park at the end of December, and I told David that we're going, but if we win the lottery, we're going
to come to Robert's studio, and we're going to do it here.
We're going to perform here. There's instruments. There's a dance floor. I'm telling you right now, it's happening. I don't care. David and I always said if we win a ton of money, we're going to hire them and have like a big party, and they're going to be the guests.
Yep.
They also seem so cool. So if you're listening, Marcus Mumford, we love you guys.
And the Sons.
We love you guys so much. And if you're ever in Southern California and you have nothing else to do.
You want to have dinner, barbecue,
have a drink. We have a studio here. Well, I mean, Robert has it. And I'm telling you, shit can go down here. It'll be good times. Okay, let's take a quick break. Click the like, subscribe, or follow button on any platform that you're using. And that will give you notifications when the next episode drops. Now back to the show. But all the tickets, every ticket, all everything is so expensive. It's like, how do you do it? I do agree that it is, you know, because it's here, but everything in general, those $80 tickets, $100 tickets, there's almost like no more unless you're getting them like 8 seconds before and you have that window where you're like, okay.
Well, the couple of times that I've done that this year when I went and saw Blink-182 and, well, I went, where did I go not too long ago? And I got the tickets like dirt cheap.
Did you go see AC/DC?
Oh, yes, it was AC/DC. Got the tickets 2 days before.
I didn't go. I was good. I was all stocked up.
Thunder. Me and three buddies, and I got tickets for under $100 each.
And they're pretty good seats, right?
I did a Metallica show last year, and I got the tickets the day of for a box front row seating for $400, and the people that sat behind me paid close to $1,000 for a couch seat, which they couldn't even see.
$400 each? I mean, $400 for all four?
For all four of us.
That's right. That's a good deal. Yeah. See? Yeah. Well, that's our thing now is we do try to look, instead of buying tickets, like, oh, the second they go on sale.
Don't give our secret away.
I know. Don't listen. Erase what I said. We do that now because we have found some pretty good deals.
Like, I had a buddy on my softball team that went and saw The Offspring last week. He was driving to the Forum and bought tickets on his way there, like half an hour before the show, and he got floor seating for $80.
Whoa. Yeah, see, maybe that's the way to do it. Just as you're driving there, like, I'm going, and if I don't...
Don't listen to her.
Huh?
Don't listen to her. What? No one listen to what she's saying.
Yeah, so, but anyways, yeah, I wanted to see Goo Goo Dolls, but that's not going to happen. I'll just sing it by myself later in the car. It's fine. Everything's fine.
But we are doing something today.
Yeah, we're going to go to Topgolf today.
We're having an adult day.
We're having an adult day. Charlotte's going with one of her best friend's parents. And they said, you know, yeah, we'll take, you know, we just wanted a few hours. Just like, hey, I've always wanted to go to Topgolf. I don't know why. I keep hearing about it. It was started, I think, in Vegas or Miami or something. And it's supposed to be fun. And I mean, I'm not a golfer. I don't, but I think hitting like a driving range, right? Isn't that what it's kind of like?
Yeah. And there is kind of a little bit of, I guess, a sport behind it because you kind of like play 18 holes hitting at the different markers. So it should be kind of interesting.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. And we're going on a double date, which we don't get to do very often. And we're having an adult day, and it'll be great. But first, we're telling you that we're so excited to be on the 30th episode. Right, David?
30? I can't believe 30. I've listened to a bunch of...
He hasn't listened to all of them, guys.
I haven't listened to about five of them as of right now.
What was your favorite one so far?
I'll get there in a second. Okay. But I have listened to other people's podcasts prior to my wife getting her own podcast. And there are milestones out there when you do this. You know, some people say, oh, if you can get to 15, that's like a milestone. If you can get to 20, that's a milestone. If you obviously can get to 30, that's a milestone. But when you got like the big guns out there, like I'll tell you this, I was listening to Joe Rogan 100 years ago when he did his 100th podcast. He's up to 1,000 and something now, but it's been years of him doing this. He doesn't do one every day. He does one or two a week, maybe.
He rolls in money on the rest of those days?
Yes. Rolls, shoots, whatever he wants to do with it.
He does back handsprings in it. I mean, he does it. He puts it in ones on his bed and does dive bombs. I mean, that's what he does.
Along with his wife and kids, I'm sure.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. But you those know, 2 days, he's busy doing it, but it's fun.
And if you didn't know this about me, I am a huge Dukes of Hazzard TV show, not so much the movies, but the TV show. And there's a podcast I listen to called Kibbe and Friends, and they are, I think,
are on you their number one subscriber?
No, they are like on their 300th, but they started in 2015 or something like that, and that's pretty big for doing.
Wow, 2015, and they're at 200.
Yeah.
Wow, what do they do? One a month?
One a week or three a month or something like that?
Yeah.
But they have a whole podcast network where he's got like 10 other shows.
So what's your favorite episode so far?
Probably the one with you and the girls.
Oh.
The hysteric riots of Kim and Lisa.
Kim and Lisa. And then
they've all been good. I can't say that I've...
No, but
The ones I've listened to...
Did you laugh when you listened to the one of me and Lisa, even though you know all the stories?
Yes, but you also bring in some comedy to all of your guests, so which is good because it kind of breaks everything up from getting the... From a little tear-jerking stories to, you got to kind of have some fun with it too. So, because there has been some ones that you go back and listen to a second time and go, well, I didn't realize I did that, or I didn't know she felt that way, or stuff like that. So
yeah, it's really cool. I really enjoy talking to people. Of course, it's about organizing in terms of, I'm going to tell you about my business because I'm so passionate about it and I love it. But also, it's just talking to different people. David is my better half. However, he was not last night because he was not home. And that was terrible. That was the only time I felt that way, when I was cleaning explosive diarrhea around the house. So I love talking to David, just because, well, I just, you know, I also, he tells me stuff that maybe I didn't know, or he'll say a different point of view. And in that turn right now, I mean, I'm going to bring up something because this happened this month and I wanted to talk about it when David was here. And so most of you guys who know me know that I never really had a relationship with my dad at all until Charlotte was born, and he passed away this month. And it was a blessing. He had dementia. He had it, I think, a lot longer than his wife knew. I realized it about 2 years ago. It was Father's Day weekend. David, Charlotte, and I went up to see him because I told his wife, Doreen, who's an amazing woman, and she's been with my dad, I mean, almost as long as I've been alive. So 21 years, no, I was kidding, 40-something years. I think he had it, now that I know what I know, I think he had some of it before, but when it really happened and it really, she finally said, it was all during COVID when she realized that things were not, you know, good with him, or starting to kind of decline. We went up to go see him because I said, Doreen, do you think it would be good if he saw Charlotte? All of my connection to, I don't want to say forgiveness, but also just kind of being an adult and saying, I want everybody to love Charlotte that can love her. And him and his wife, they wanted to be a huge part of her life from the minute I told him I was having a baby. And that part was really special to me. We went up there 2 years ago and he didn't recognize me, and she didn't know that he wouldn't recognize me. So when I went up to greet them and say, you know, hi, because we were at a hotel, Charlotte was, you know, she had dance routines and she was going to show him her swimming and all the fun stuff that you do. He didn't recognize me, and it really threw me for a loop. And his wife did not know that that moment was going to happen. So when I went to give him a hug, you know, and say, it's so good to see you, he looked at me like he had no fucking clue who I was. And I'll tell you, I kind of grieved it then, so I can kind of, you know, a little more relaxed or blasé right now. I still have some things in my brain going on. He just passed away about 2 weeks ago, which was a blessing in terms of the last month, month and a half, 2 months, you know, for Doreen was not good. It was all the things you hear, the aggression, the you know, anger, the sleep patterns, the leaving the house, you know, all those things you hear. And I think this is just a terrible thing to have. So many people, so many of my clients, their parents have it, or they're going, it's just really a whole topic in itself, honestly. It's a topic in itself. But the last like 48 hours right before I got the news that he did pass away was, you know, I was in my head and kind of thinking of some things that, you know, just made me kind of sad and happy at the same time. Sad that Charlotte, or sad that this happened to him. Happy that him and Doreen, he really just loved Charlotte so much. He would tell me all the time about just how beautiful and special and amazing. And that's what I wanted. So I forgave the past and moved on to the future of what that looked like. I didn't realize it would be so quick. And she wouldn't, you know, she doesn't really understand. We waited to tell her. And I think she was more sad because I was sad. And I was sad for a couple reasons. You know, there's things that come up, they say, with the stages of grief. I've never really had to deal with grief. I've never really had as you guys know, you know me, it's pretty much always been me and my mom. So my mom's never going to pass away. And that's a reality in my head. She's never going to pass away. So I've never even really thought about it. David has had, you know, he's had people pass away, but when we first started dating, and I think we mentioned this in our first conversation, when we first started, when we reconnected and we met at the bar and we just like, oh my God, you're on Facebook and life is so good. And it was, you know, just a couple weeks later, I mean, his dad literally passed away.
Dropped dead
of a heart attack an hour and a half after he was dropped off from David taking him to a basketball game. And that was interesting in terms of I just wanted to be there for David, but at the same time, our relationship was so new. I didn't want to get in the way of his grief because I didn't know how to handle it. I just thought, well, do you want me there? Do you, you know, and there was so, you know, he has a big family, a big extended family and all of those things. And when I told him about Doreen had sent me a text like 2 days before he passed away, you know, David was kind of a little teary-eyed and he has so much grief about his dad in a different capacity than I do. I'm sad that I maybe didn't have the relationship, but I feel my dad had grown up and kind of conquered some of his demons with Charlotte being in the picture. And I was able to be okay with it and kind of just not remember the before Charlotte. David's relationship with his dad, I mean, obviously a very, very close relationship, but also they bonded over the business, wouldn't you say? Like that was such a huge part of your life, like your grandfather, right? And your dad and all of those things. So when I told David what was happening, he just grabbed me and he just gave me this hug. And he's like, I know you didn't have the relationship with your dad, but he was still your dad. And that is true. It's like, I'm the last one, like his mom, his dad, you know, he didn't have a huge family, but they're all gone and I'm the last one. And I just kind of was like, you know, he still is a part of me. If you see pictures of my dad and me, we don't have many when I was young, a couple, I mean, we look identical. I look exactly like my dad. Nothing like my mother.
Well, I mean, you don't have a beard, but...
I don't have a beard, not yet. But David, I know this brought up some things with him, and I wanted to just ask you about what that brought up with you. Because people, you know, as we get older, some people have, unfortunately, maybe lost parents when they were younger. Also, at this age, you know, things are happening.
We get older.
You know? People do pass away. I don't want to ever think about it, but it happens. And I think that people can relate to the emotions that you feel. And I just wanted to kind of ask you, because you're my safe space, is how did you feel? Like, did you feel something because of that, or it just brought up your memories?
It brought up some memories. It kind of struck me as you don't know when your day's coming.
Yeah. For sure.
Because the text messages that you got were literally within 24 hours.
Yeah.
Of, I went by and saw your dad. He's in the home. He's comfortable. He's this, he's that. To, I think, the next morning.
Yeah. Everything's shutting down.
You know, hey, I just wanted to let you know your dad passed at 1 o'clock today.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
That's a kick in the gut. You know?
Yeah. I mean, it was, I think, 48 hours from he's at the home. I went to visit him. He's comfortable to, I'm sorry to tell you this, your dad passed away.
Prior to that was, I went and bought an urn today.
Yeah.
Like she was preparing, which you have to do. Like if you have someone in that state, you don't wait till the last minute. You start to get everything. If there's anyone listening out here, I'm going to tell you right now, spend the money on a living trust. Do it for your kids. Do it for yourself. I got a couple friends that have their stuff's going through probate right now, and everyone's kind of in a hard time, and they could use a little extra money, or they could use whatever assets that their parents might have had, or do it so it's not ready to go, and it's not hard, you know?
Plus all of that is just like opening a scab every time too, I bet.
Yeah.
But how did you feel?
I felt sad for you. That's, yeah.
Yeah. But my relationship was so different. I almost feel like, well, you know, I didn't have this relationship, but I did feel sad. I did feel sad, and I feel sad in moments.
Sure.
You know, his wife sent me a couple pictures. What was it, like 2-3 days ago?
Yeah.
Just of my dad when he was young. I mean, what do you think? In his 20s, maybe?
The one picture, I think, probably was a high school picture, yearbook picture.
Maybe it was a yearbook. Yeah, maybe.
You know, I mean.
Which I'd never seen. I'll be honest with you. I've never seen the two pictures she sent. And it made me sad.
But we got some good pictures of you guys all together, you know.
Yeah. And it was weird. When I saw him in Father's Day weekend when we went up there and he didn't recognize me, he kept, you know, obviously he had asked David who David was like a few times, and then David kind of realized because the puzzles were not together yet because I went in to go say hi. I came out. I didn't get a chance to say, I don't really think he remembered. And then my dad was coming up to you and being like, oh, I'm Tom. Nice to meet you. Who are you? You know, and that was weird because
it was,
you know,
weird, but it was the third or fourth time where I actually went, is this guy on drugs? Like, what's going on? Like, yeah. He just asked me my name and I just got done telling him. And then after that, after we had lunch or breakfast or whatever it was, and we were sitting around, his wife came up to me and said, hey, you know, I appreciate you, you know, like not like getting upset with when he's asking you your name and stuff like that. And I'm like, well, if he doesn't know, he doesn't know. Like, you can't get mad for someone not knowing.
Yeah.
I was always told there's no dumb question.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. You take that and you go, there's probably not much anybody could have done for him. Which is this dementia shit that's going around right now. And I say going around because it's only been around for the last 40 or 50 years because we'll go into our government's food sources and all the other bullshit that goes along with it. We didn't have it. I don't remember anyone growing up having, you're hearing, oh, they've got dementia or oh, they've got Alzheimer's. You know, this is all new to us in the last 50 years.
Yeah, and it's really, I mean,
you know, and same with the autism. Autism wasn't around. I'd never heard of a kid when I was growing up. I'm 49 years old. No one had autism when I was growing up. That wasn't a thing.
Yeah, now it's like I said, so many clients, you know, so many people, their parents are either starting to get this early, you know, onset stages or whatever. I have never been around it. You know, it's interesting too, because I realized in talking to my mom Doreen first said, you know, I think your dad might be getting the beginnings of like dementia or whatever. We're still, cause it was during COVID, you couldn't go to the doctor, you couldn't see. So she didn't really know. She was kind of just winging it for a while. Getting doctor's appointments was really hard. But my mom told me, she's like, well, his mom passed away from that. And I was like, oh my God, I had no idea, right? I mean, I had no idea I wasn't close to her. But yeah, it was interesting. I was like, oh wow, okay. When we were there at the rest, or you know, and he kept asking, you know, who's Charlotte? Who's Charlotte? Now she's doing dances, she's freaking doing gymnastics moves, she's doing all this stuff, and he's smiling, he's clapping, he's doing all this stuff. But he kept saying, who's Charlotte? And he thought it was me because we look so much alike. And that part made me sad because his memory, because, you know, you hear about when you have dementia or this umbrella of what it is, they remember the past, and he just remembers me the few times I saw him as a kid. And, you know, I don't know how much he remembered the last few years.
He probably doesn't.
Yeah. And
or
I
didn't, you know.
Yeah. And I just felt like, you know, I have a little bit of guilt. I actually have a lot of guilt, but I'm kind of working through that. But I know that you have guilt. I know that you have things that you don't talk about. And I know as men, you guys, you know, bottom up a little more. And, you know, we all compartmentalize, right? I'm sure there are moments. I mean, David has, he'll come home in the chipperiest mood and we're watching a movie and it's a scene. And I'll look over and he's teary-eyed. I mean, same thing with me and different things too. I'm not just saying it, but I know that unfortunately it comes in waves and it never heals.
Never.
Right? Never. Would you, I mean, I just know that you know, you loved your dad so much. And I mean, what a just a terrible way to not get to say, you know, you did say goodbye because you dropped him off. Yeah. But you know what I mean? And it was funny. When I say funny, I don't mean humorous. I mean, it was like 3 weeks into us literally dating and I was out of town. And he called me to tell me he had dropped him off. They had from the game, the basketball game, and the best time. He was so glad. Yeah,
he'd never been to a professional basketball game at Staples Center at the time, now Crypto. But the guy loved his chair at home. He loved his TV, and he told me, "I'm going to get a TV like the size of that one on the roof of the Staples Center." And I was like, "You can't afford this place or this house to put it in." So. But yeah, it happened all so fast. My grandfather, who had umpteen heart attacks and still lived, you know, you think, oh, it's just a heart attack. When my mom called, oh, it's just a heart attack. He's in the ambulance. He's on his way to the hospital. Okay, well, I'm coming to the hospital, you know, and you get there and the doctor's like, I need to know what medication he's on. So I took off and went back home to the parents' house and got all his medication and took the shoebox back of medication to the hospital. And my sister called me when I was backing out of the driveway and was like, you don't have to rush. They called it. He's done, you know? There's not much you can do at that point.
Yeah, that's just terrible. And it's just terrible. And I was out of town and it was, again, I'm not saying funny. It's just, you really appreciate, we don't appreciate.
No, you don't.
We don't appreciate what's in front of us. We get up every single morning and we should be saying thank you. Right? Absolutely. We don't because we're in a rush. Everything's a rush. Everything is a hurry. But David called me after the game and he said, oh my gosh, they had a great time. I'm actually going to go and watch like an MMA fight, or you were going to go watch a UFC fight at someone's house.
Yes.
Literally, he's like, I'll talk to you later. I mean, again, we had only, you know, just, and then he, you know, called me back and he's like, you know, this, I'm going to the hospital. I think my dad had a heart attack, whatever. They're not sure. And then that was it. It went from, but the best, if there's a silver lining, you've got
the greatest day.
Greatest day, right?
Yeah.
But we just, as a society, we just take for granted that it can just change on a dime.
Instantly.
And we always think, you know, it's a car accident or something. It could just be he was sitting in the chair. I mean, he was sitting in the chair.
Yeah, his favorite 6'4", 300 pounds. And my little 5'2" mom on the phone with 911, just and they're telling him, take him out of the chair to get him on the floor to start CPR. And she's like, I can barely move his shoe. What are you talking about? You know?
Yeah.
I don't know that the medical responders would have done anything different had they been there sooner. But it took them a long time to get there. And that, you know, you lose oxygen to the brain and you're just, who knows, you know? We also found a bunch of his medication and stuff in his desk drawer at work where he should have been taking his diabetic medication or his insulin or his little blood thinners and stuff like that.
That he wasn't.
So, you know, maybe he knew something that we didn't, and this is one way for it to happen faster than it could have because he didn't want to suffer or he didn't want to be put into those situations or a home or any of that, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, we're getting of age. We're going to close to being a half century mark here.
Oof. Oof. That hurt.
And there's the big expense for yourself or your loved one or, you know, is a funeral cost too. Those aren't cheap.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying start the layaway plan on it now, but put some extra ducats away for your kids or somebody just in case of.
And also get a dictionary to find out what a ducat is. Yeah. Exactly.
it's a rough thing to go through. Everybody knows somebody that has passed at some point in time via close cousin, aunt, uncle, brother, sister. I mean, my mom lost her sister this year.
She did lose her sister this year.
And we had just saw her.
Yeah.
Seen her.
But, you know, I always try, as I feel like I say this a lot, I am more of a glass half full person.
Sure.
And one of the things I thought about your aunt was she came out finally
yep.
to visit Jamie.
Yep.
Her son.
60th birthday.
She came out. She was very fragile. She was in a wheelchair, you know, she was fine, but she was in a wheelchair. It was a little bit hard for her to walk. And, you know, you knew she was health declining, but I mean, it happened so fast right after that.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know what?
But even when she came out here, she didn't know she was actually sick until she got back home until my mom took her to the hospital here. Like, she collapsed in the store. I had to carry her outside.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You know?
So, but she came out and it was like, I just think, well, at least she got to see almost the whole family.
Almost the entire family.
They had cousins that came in from Canada. And because most of David's, you know, extended family is in Canada. And so that's pretty special. So even though the story sucks, I feel like there's a silver lining to certain things. And I know sometimes people, like my mom, is very cynical and she wouldn't think that way. She doesn't think that way. And that's okay. I try to, because I feel like it makes you, I don't know, just kind of see things differently. I feel like your dad had the best day.
Yeah.
And I know it hurts you. And I know there are moments when it hurts you more than other moments. And I know it's hard to talk about. And I know you bottle it up and then a little thing will make it, you know, whatever. But it's just, you know, I just love you so much. And I love that you cared so much when I was not sure how I was going to react to it, which I'm a little more sad than I thought. It's just a very different dynamic. I did not grow up with him. He was not a role model. He loved me. And I know in my own way, by including him, like you mentioned, because I was having some moments, that all of the times I invited him into our home and our life and seeing...
That's your extension of love.
And seeing him and his wife plan those fun little trips for Charlotte, and we went and did them. That was very special. And I will treasure that. And so I just wanted to say, you know, for those of you who listen and are alive, you know that everybody grieves differently, but unfortunately we are getting a little bit older. Some of us more older than I want to be. And you know, you have to start thinking about these things because, you know, you don't know. We don't know. You didn't know about your dad. My dad, I knew it was coming. I just didn't realize like the fucking lightning speed of that first text to the last text.
I mean, I had a kid this week that I used to babysit who I think was 5 or 6, 7 years younger than me. And his wife just found him in a chair at their house this past week.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I mean,
lived around the corner from my parents' house.
It's just so crazy.
I grew up with Indian guides with him. You know, just like...
Do they still have Indian guides? You can't even call it Indian.
It's not, probably not politically correct now.
You can't say Indian guides. You have to say like...
Indigenous people guides.
Yes. But anyways, I wanted to mention it. I wanted to mention it when David was here because I know he went through it and it was...
He loved you, honey.
He did. And that was... I just am so thankful that you were with me with that because you saw him the first time when I saw him, when Charlotte was born. You were with me when the change of my behavior or my attitude toward that was just like love, love, love. You were there. You sat and talked to him about cars. You did all that. He was nervous. He was on
motorcycles.
You know, and David is just amazing. And I don't tell him that enough too, but he's just been there for me in a pretty special way. So I don't want to cry anymore, but I want to say that you're not alone out there and just hug, love, kiss, tell somebody you haven't told in a while you miss them or you love them because it's really important. We just take things for granted and we all do it. It's not, I don't think everybody wakes up in the morning and rolls over and goes, I can't believe I woke up today. You just get up and do your thing, but it's really special. I love you. I thank you so much for letting me talk to you about it here on my milestone.
This is your platform, honey.
My platform. And I love to talk. And sometimes things aren't always rosy and butterflies and glitter, but
sometimes it's easier to talk about stuff here because you're not out in the public and people could hear your story.
And you don't see the fact that I have probably snot coming out of my nose and my makeup is probably down my face. You guys
To... Guys can cry too.
Guys can cry too. David does cry. He does cry. I love it. It makes me happy because I cry all the time. I cry at every show we watch.
Well, I'd rather cry than punch holes in the walls.
True story. And we've been watching, you know, it's funny, like shows, we try to watch some shows together. We really don't get to, but, you know, we're watching, we watched 1883. We watched Yellowstone, then watched 1883. Now we're watching 1923. And I've already had like tears in my eyes like five times. And I'm like, it's a show, like, you know, but I look over and David kind of wiping his eyes and stuff. And I just love that he has the feels too, because it's just a show, but it's just important. And hug and love everybody you can, and just let go of stuff that you feel that you can, because it's just short. And
Carry all the bullshit with you.
Don't carry all the bullshit with you.
It's not needed.
Sometimes I feel like we just hold on to stuff. I really try not to. I know part of my personality is to, I always say I forgive, but I never forget. And I'm trying to forget because I just don't care. I mean, in the end of the day, it's like, who cares?
Yeah.
I have you guys. Well, I have my family, my friends who are my family, as you guys have listened to us laugh and talk till we're, you know, peeing our pants. And you know, Charlotte is our whole heart, and David is my other, if I had two hearts, he's my other heart, and it's very special. I love talking, and I love people hoping that when I tell a story or have a guest or whatever, we can relate to those things, and that was one of the things I wanted to say today with you. And was there anything else you wanted to tell?
I was thinking of something right now when you were talking, and Whitney said it, who was another one of your guests.
Yes.
And it had to deal with something, something about $20, if you don't
$20, 20 minutes.
$20, 20 minutes.
Yep. That's when we were going through her stuff.
That's kind of like how you need to be with your feelings on some of the feelings that people are grudging on and whatnot like that.
Yeah.
It's not going to get you where in 20 minutes, and it doesn't cost $20, or it wasn't more than $20, and you don't need it. Don't carry it around with you.
Yeah, that is a good point. I remember thinking she was a genius when she said that, because she was just like talking to herself, just like $20, 20 minutes, $20, 20 minutes. If I need it, it's under $20.
But you can use that anywhere in life.
Exactly.
It doesn't have to be the product or the thing. It could be a feeling or an emotion.
Yeah, we carry a lot of stuff, and I think everybody does. Everybody has, you know, sometimes it's just like, let it go. Well, especially if you have something like this that happens in your life. Like, I know, I feel like you have let some stuff go since your dad passed away.
Oh, yeah. You kind of have to, though, you know?
Yeah.
The hair starts falling out. The grays start coming in.
Would you blame all your grays on me, by the way? If you look at old pictures, but it doesn't mean it's me.
If you go back 10, 12 years.
I don't think they're all from me. Shut up. We hold on to things. We remember things. We hold on to things. And sometimes you just have to set it free. Let the balloon go into the universe.
Yep. And, not a Mylar, though.
Not a Mylar. They're just horrible. I hope you guys can relate to this podcast. I hope you guys can relate to our conversation and anything else that you hear, because that's what I'm here for. I love to talk. And as Charlotte likes to tell us, as I'm going to finish with this story, the same night she told us she's going to go back to third grade and she's going to go back to Ms. Johnson, her teacher, her new teacher, said that they can't talk during class. And she's crying. Her tears are shooting out at me. And she's like, Mommy, I like to talk. I like to talk a lot. I can't even go 5 minutes without talking, Mommy. I don't know how I'm going to be in a class all day. And she's sobbing. The tears are shooting out at me. That she meant it from her heart, her soul. And she's like, I like to talk to a lot like you do, Mommy. And I was like, there it is. I do love to talk. It's funny that you and I are so, you know, we're a good balance, but it's interesting that we both are extroverts, I feel. I feel you're a little more extroverted than I am, and I love to talk.
I I love to talk too.
I know, which is unusual because usually you have someone that's a little more like, eh, yeah, I'm not, you know, oh, hey, how's it going, you know? Or David will tell some random Joe Schmo that he's buying a Coke. He's got to tell him his whole goddamn life story about vending machines. And I'm standing there like, we just came to buy some cucumbers and leave. But he loves it. And I love him for that because it's just fun. And now Charlotte, she's picking up on that.
Oh, yeah.
So it's pretty special. I love you. Thank you for being here today.
I love you.
And I want to say that if you want to hear more tears, snot bubbles, and laughs, please like, subscribe, and follow so you know when the next episode drops. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Love you.
Love you. That's a wrap on today's episode of Unpacking with Jennifer. I hope you're walking away with a little inspiration and a few practical tips to make life at home just a little bit easier. If you love the episode, be sure to subscribe so you never miss a new one. And if you found it helpful, I'd love if you left a quick review. It helps more moms like us find the show. Let's keep the conversation going. You can find me on social media at Jennifer_Sattell for more organizing tips, behind-the-scenes moments, and a whole lot of real life. Until the next time, take a deep breath, give yourself some grace, and keep unpacking what matters most. This episode was engineered by Robert Altshuler. Music by Coldfire. Recorded and mixed at Command Recording Studios.